Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX 205. Gorgeous, gorgeous Halloween out there. Going to be really nice. Dave will be here at 3 p.m. to give the formal Halloween and weekend forecast, and then the Halloween show will start at 3:30 p.m. We are presenting you with Emmaus Village, a sanitarium built in the early 1800s, and we spent a few hours there and collected some evidence and have gone through it and found some stuff, and it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun. Have you guys heard the new 2028 presidential matchup?
No.
Get ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Trump versus Obama. And here's how they're figuring this. So we know that there's an amendment that you can only be president twice. You can't run for a third term. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans are quoting Harry Truman, who said that is the dumbest amendment of all time. And supposedly, the Democrats now have said, you know what? Maybe we should just get rid of that, because then we could run Obama. And so there are real discussions happening about a 2028. They come together, they get rid of that amendment, and Trump goes against Obama.
We are governed by idiots. We are governed by idiots.
This sucks.
I mean, like, this is bad and all. We don't need a third Obama term. We don't need a third Trump term. People just need to move on, get new people, and vote for the new people. This is not complicated. We don't need to end up like China and Russia with, quote, elections where the same person wins for 20 years. It's insane. It's insane. And they're both sides that are floating it are idiots.
I think the Democrats should probably consult Obama before they make any moves like this, because this is not a person that seems like he wants to jump back into governing.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. But the rumors are that Obama's had enough.
Oh,
he's ready to come out of retirement.
Ready to come duke it out?
Yes.
How about this? They can get a cage and fight. Mm. Get it all out of your system. Just go do it. Get it out of your system. Just leave the rest of us out of it.
Well, they're going to have a cage there pretty soon.
They could make a lot of money on pay-per-view, man.
Sure could.
Think about that.
I'm buying that.
Probably hundreds of millions of dollars on pay-per-view.
Oh, man. Winner. So they fight it out in the ballroom, and you can use anything in the ballroom.
As a weapon.
Vases, tables, chairs.
Yeah, so then what you got to do, too, we got to balance this out, right? Because there's a severe age disadvantage for Donald Trump. So
Sure. Each
guy gets to have a tag team
Trump
partner.
Trump gets a sword.
And the tag team partner has to match the age of the opponent.
Yeah, here you go.
So Obama Trump and Biden
versus Trump and Vance.
Yes.
Again,
Vance is a little
problem.
Young. Vance is a little young. It's got to be somebody more like 60s.
Okay, who would we pick?
I don't know, but there's plenty of 60-somethings in politics.
How old is Marco Rubio?
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Any of them. Let's go. Cage match. Settle it now, once and for all.
How old is, what's his name? The guy who everyone already forgot about. Trump's first VP.
Mike Pence.
Mike Pence, yeah, thank you. But he doesn't want to be a part of any of that.
He is
I don't think
66.
Mother would approve.
Yeah.
Mother doesn't want me in such ballroom brawls.
Mother says pay-per-view is
Dude,
over the
I'm
dome.
Telling you, listen. They're already doing MMA on the lawn.
Yeah.
Tailor-made. Make this the championship match. This is the big one at the very end. This is the draw, the ticket. It's going to be like 11 p.m. at night. Well, maybe not. Well, yeah, no, Trump's a night guy. There you go. So 11 p.m.
Biden
Eastern
can
time.
Have breakfast.
Yeah. I mean, that is as wise as what we're talking about. Let's just do it up, man.
I have to be honest. I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see that amendment taken away. I don't want third terms.
I'm with you.
However, if they did, and I have no control over that, and it was Trump Obama in 2028, I would have a great time. I don't want to see it happen, but if it does, I'm ready.
I would not enjoy it because it would just be so infuriating that we're doing this.
So this is the 22nd amendment that says they can't seek a third term. Let's say it gets amended. So does that mean that the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, do those shift down a number at that point?
It's a great question.
Eliminating an amendment?
Yeah. I don't think
Probably
so.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
So there's just like it's like the 13th floor
it's
of
just,
the hotel.
It's just there like you could see on a document and it's got a line
empty.
Through it.
Okay.
It's just got lines through it. You know, you can like,
it has
yeah.
a picture like in grade yeah. school. It says gone fishing.
Yeah.
These are the kind of things I worry about at night. I'm like, well, what happens to those other amendments?
I mean, come on, man. Come on. That would be so great.
Okay,
let's do a
We're
fight.
Talking politics here. We've talked a lot of politics for Halloween, but real question.
Spooky. Politics are that spooky these days.
Real question, and I know I could research this, and I have a little bit, but I'm just asking my friends, what's going on with Venezuela? Why are we about to attack Venezuela? What's the end goal?
I saw that we might possibly airstrike them, and I was like, wait, I thought we were giving them like $40 million.
It's Argentina. It's Argentina.
Okay, I'm getting mixed up.
It's Argentina because Venezuela has always been, or at least for the last few years, has been like a little unliked by certain people in the U.S., right? Because of their government style.
Oh, yeah. Maduro is a bad man.
Yeah.
A lot of but bad
I
men.
I believe they are socialist, right?
Yes.
So I'm sure that's probably the root of the original disagreement. That they're a socialist country and Maduro is a socialist dictator. I think that's correct.
So we should just go in and...
But that's surely that can't be why we're...
I mean, I'm guessing it's a combination of bad guy socialism and the drug trade. Which the drug trade, I mean, I don't even know how to say this. Do I wish there were fewer drugs in America? Yes. Do I wish there was no fentanyl in America? Yes. But... I can wish in one hand and take a crap in the other and see which fills up first. I just don't know that what we're doing is doing anything.
Well, their biggest exports are petroleum and natural gas.
And Trump has spoken in the past flippantly about, I'd sure like to take that from them. So.
And I think they sell that to Russia and or China, if I'm not mistaken. I may be wrong about that.
Just checking.
I'm sure, believe me, there. As with all of these things, you know, we find out all these years later about, you know, all the nonsense that we were sold about going into Iraq and all this. Who knows, you know? Like, if there is something real or something to it, it's probably not something we're going to know the real truth about it for years. We'll get some, you know, wouldn't be the first time we had some half-baked story sold to us about why we're doing something.
Oh, that's right. This one's rich. Brian M., love you, but Maduro also just refused to step down from power after another guy was elected president. Why is that so familiar?
Mm-hmm. We just talked about the two, like getting rid of the 22nd Amendment so our guys can do
Where
that.
Where has that happened before?
Oh,
come on,
man.
Now. Come on now, buddy.
I mean, again, I think that's a problem, right? I mean, if somebody is beaten in an election and they refuse to step down, that's a problem. But it's not necessarily our problem.
Exactly.
That would be more of an international problem that the United Nations can handle.
Yeah, like if Donald Trump had been successful, and make no mistake, that was his aim, was to keep the White House after he was defeated. Had he done that successfully, so what, Russia can just
imagine if in the middle of January 6th, a bunch of like Venezuelans started parachuting in.
Yeah, I think
what is going on here?
That's a terrible thing when a guy like Maduro ignores the results of election and says, nope, sorry, not leaving. That's a problem. But it's not our problem. We are not the world police. Although we've acted like it. I mean, we acted like that under the Bush administration when it came to, well, I mean, again, maybe more the first, I don't know, that's maybe not a terrible, that's not a great comparison because we were asked to help Kuwait. That's a different thing in that first Gulf War. And obviously we were attacked, which means you should have gone to Afghanistan. I think we had no choice but to do that, but we didn't need to go to Iraq. We screwed up there, but we don't need to be in that position. This is where you work with your partners around the world. This is where you work with the United Nations and your allies to find a way to solve this problem. And you work with even people that you don't like. You work with China and Russia to try to come to a solution like that too. But you don't just decide we're going to go fix it ourselves.
Final political issue of the day, I promise. What did you guys make of J.D. Pritzker asking Secretary Noem, hey, can you call ICE off for Halloween? The kids want to go trick-or-treating. We don't want them seeing people being taken down, you know, by masked people from ICE. And Kristi Noem gave a speech. I should have gotten the sound, but I didn't want to hear it again. Just basically saying, like, it's an abomination that you would even ask this. The most important thing are keeping the kids safe on Halloween. And so ICE will be out there in numbers on the streets to take down people who are not here legally.
How do they know? They got facial recognition software sitting in their car there when they see a face that they scan it?
Yes.
They do?
Yes.
Oh.
Have you not seen this?
No.
Yes.
If they do, well, if you got a guy that's a criminal or whatever, go ahead. Why can't we do that for other criminals?
There's video of them doing this. I apologize. I don't know what state it's in, but you can easily find
it. All right.
Where they have that technology where they're stopping people and they're...
Oh, but they're doing it after they stop them, though. They're not just like going by in the car and going.
Not that I know.
Okay.
I don't even know that they're able to do that.
So I think the problem with it all is just the randomness of how you're selecting people to stop. I mean, it's the definition of profiling, right? It's one thing to say, we know where this person lives. This person's here illegally. This person has committed crimes. Let's go arrest this person. I think we all would be fine with that, right? I mean, that's how it works in regular law enforcement. Like, okay, we know who the person is, we know roughly where they live, or we know the neighborhood they live in, and they have a house, but they're never there, you know, and you can work off of that to find the person. It's a little different when you're just, like, stopping random people.
Agreed. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, do a little DJS Happy Hour after this. Happy Halloween, KMOX.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Happy Friday. Happy Halloween. Halloween show coming up just about an hour from now. Brought to you by Lore Distributing and Ghost Tequila. Let me show you the ghost.
It's pretty.
Here you go.
That's a cool looking bottle of tequila.
It is.
Very Halloween-y.
Yeah.
Very spooky.
It's ghosty.
Let's do DJ's Happy Hour.
All right.
I will start out. I have a list here in front of me. People are asked if you could delete one song from existence so that no one ever hears it again, what would it be? So I'll read you the top 10.
Okay.
Hey Soul Sister by Train. Moves Like Jagger.
Yep.
Happy by Pharrell. The Barney I Love You song.
No, that's a good one.
Baby Shark.
I like that one too.
Magic by Pilot, which is you can do meh, but now it's the Ozempic song. So
okay.
People hate it because of that. 187 Cars for Kids. We all remember that one. Last Christmas by Wham. And the number one song that people wish they could delete from existence, Christmas Shoes.
I don't even... People always talk about Christmas Shoes. I've never heard this song.
It's the worst.
Pull it up.
Right. It's so bad.
I mean, I might have played it on the show before.
Yeah, I think we've done this. I think we've had this discussion.
But it doesn't stick with me at all. It's not the kind of thing where it's like, you better never play me that one ever again. It's like,
I couldn't sing
it.
I've heard it a few times.
It's so bad.
I've heard it a few times, but I can't like draw up the melody.
I know the singer. Bob Carlisle, he was with a Christian band called Allies back when I used to be in Christian bands. And he has a friggin' amazing voice, but it's just the dumbest song ever.
This is it?
Yeah.
Rob Lowe is in the music video for some reason. It was almost Christmas time. And there I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two. Not really in the Christmas mood.
Doesn't rhyme. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do. Mm-hmm. And in his hands he held,
you know how they do,
a pair of shoes.
Pair of shoes.
And his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe.
All right, lay off the little boy.
Andy Stang.
Yeah.
I could smell him from here.
He was a little loser from the bad side of town. Shoes. For my mama, please.
It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. That's sweet.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, just hold on.
Daddy, well, I told this little broke loser.
Oh, man. She's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. Yikes.
There you go.
Yeah, it's something.
There you go.
I don't think Jesus cares about your shoes. Save
well,
the money.
You know.
It's yeah, a whole,
he should
it's
be
whole,
more concerned of his.
It's not practical.
There's a whole.
He should be more concerned about the
that.
Stink lines coming off him than the shoes.
There's a whole movie about that.
Have you guys seen
right?
Peanut?
Yeah, it's like,
he just
it's like,
like
a Hallmark
Pig
movie
Pen.
Or something. Oh.
Yeah, they would. Did the song come before the movie or did the movie come first?
I have no idea.
Yeah, no,
I have
the song
no
came first.
Okay. But my, when
song
I,
came first.
I think it was when I was doing overnights. This movie's old. The song's old.
Yeah.
I was doing overnights, and my producer used to torture me by playing that.
That's fun.
Oh, it's so bad.
All right, DJ's happy hour. Who's got some?
I wanted to talk about the song I heard one time, Christmas Shoes. Bring it up. Let's play it.
Oh, man.
I've never heard this song before.
I was telling you guys on the break, there's a scientist fight.
Like you scientist and Andrew?
Our buddy fight. Ivy Loeb. Ivy Loeb's getting into it with, what's his name again?
Brian Cox.
Brian Cox, who's one of the guys you'll see a lot on social media and on podcasts, who I like also. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he's fun and entertaining, but Ivy went after him today in his newsletter. I signed up for his newsletter the other day when he was on, because I'm like, it's got to be interesting, and it is. But he was just going hard. Like, he's never written a paper on 3i Atlas, and I've written 11, and he's out here acting like he knows, and he shouldn't act like he knows until he's done some real science. It was really interesting. Like, it's a scientist fight.
Yeah, I like a good science fight.
Mm-hmm. It's going to turn into a Drake Kendrick Lamar situation.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They'll be doing diss tracks.
As an aside,
putting that in their peer-reviewed papers.
This is over. Brian Cox is saying that 3i Atlas is just a comet. It's doing everything that comets do. It's just doing comedy things. Wait, that's not the right word, because it sounds like comedy. But it's just doing comet things. And Avi's like, no. There's some stuff here. Like, he's written these papers. Like, there's something. There are odd things happening here. He's not reaching his conclusion, right? He doesn't come out and say it's definitely an alien spacecraft. But he had a piece yesterday, and the headline for the story that he wrote was First Evidence for a Non-Gravitational Acceleration of 3i Atlas, which means it sped up, and they don't know why, that it wasn't gravity, and they did not pick up what you would expect, like, say, explosions that would fire off, you know, gases or whatever that could force it to accelerate a little bit. So it's a mystery, and they're trying to figure out why that happened and why it's doing those things. But I thought that was a lot of fun, and that led to a nerd fight.
Did Brian Cox go back at him?
Not that I've seen yet, because this was just today that Avi wrote that. So I don't know if Brian Cox has even heard it yet, because he's over the ocean.
He's getting his ducks in a row.
Wait, he's got the internet, I'm sure.
Takes some time for the Telegraph to make it over that way.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he's heard it, but maybe he's concocting a good reply, a witty response.
Something pithy.
Something pithy and sciencey.
There you go. Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. 2:33, time to talk to Bernie Miklas. Bernie, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. You know, I dressed up in my traditional costume of a slobby sports writer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Surprised you had the clothes there for it.
Absolutely. So
what was Halloween like in Baltimore?
You know, I would imagine it was a lot like it was here. You know, I grew up in a suburban neighborhood outside of Baltimore, about halfway to D.C. and not far from Annapolis. And, you know, it's just neighborhood trick-or-treating. We were, we would go out, me and some of the kids would go out on mischief night and do some naughty things. But it wasn't anything really bad, you know, just the silly stuff. But I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But no incredible memories or stories, unfortunately.
Kev, isn't Detroit where Hell Night got started?
Devil's Night, yeah.
Devil's Night.
Yeah, I was laughing because, you know, it's cute. Not cute. It's like, it's more like what it is, right? For kids, it's mischief. But in Detroit, it's called Devil's Night. And in the city, they would burn cars and do all kinds of nonsense, which is why it doesn't exist anymore, because they did a big old police crackdown on it. I don't remember when, but probably 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that you have a new video out about the moves that Heim Bloom may be making in the offseason. Let's start there, Bern.
Well, I'm just trying to handicap it the best I can. You know, and I think there's a great possibility of them trading Brendan Donovan. And it makes sense if you're not going to sign him to a long-term contract extension. You got 2 years left. That gives him value on the market. He hit 40% above average against right-handed pitching this past season. You know, there will be teams interested in him, plus his defensive versatility. I do believe they'll do everything they can to trade Sonny Gray, and I think they should trade Sonny Gray because it's a rebuilding year. When you have a rebuilding year, you know, a $35 million salaried pitcher probably doesn't fit the template of a rebuilding year. And the whole point of a rebuilding year is you collect some future assets by trading players that are coveted that you have, that you can afford to part with. I don't know about Nolan Gorman. I actually think Chaim Bloom and his people want to take a look at him with them in charge and some of the things they're going to do to help him. They're not going to trade Jordan Walker. There's no way in the first year of a new regime, they're just going to give Jordan Walker away without doing some things they think can help him. And keep in mind, they beefed up the minor league system and the player development structure. And they do have some people that I think can help him now. Who else are we talking about? I'm forgetting my own video now. I don't think they'll trade Alec Burleson. And it's funny, I see fans saying, well, he's kind of peaked. They ought to turn. Well, how has he peaked? This past year was the first time he ever hit left-handed pitching with authority. He got much better at that. He had his highest slugging percentage. He's a great bat-to-ball guy. Chaim Bloom's going to listen on everybody. You know, there's no one that's off limits, except maybe Mason Wynn. There's no untouchable players on this roster. And I'm not talking about J.J. Weatherholt, guys right, like right. that. I think Arenado will be traded, but I think he's going to listen on if somebody wants to call him about Burleson, he'll listen. Lars Nootbaar's injury makes him a trade candidate at the deadline in 2026, but that's okay. You can still get something worthwhile if he's having a good season.
Yeah. So, question, if Gorman and Walker and Victor Scott II and players like that who are kind of in that bucket of disappointment, I get it if they improve, even if they only improve right. a little bit. But if they have similar seasons, do you think this is their last go-around for the Cardinals?
Not, I don't think it would be Walker, but I think Walker will be in Memphis for a big part of the year because they want him to get to work with all the stuff that they've done differently down there now with the idea of making all their prospects more ready for the majors. So I think Walker's in a separate bucket, if you will. I think it would be it for Gorman, though.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know about Victor Scott. I mean, Victor Scott's just a little too soon to know, but I think Victor Scott will get better. He's going to have to get better offensively, but we'll see. I mean, see, this is the luxury of a rebuild. No one likes a rebuild.
Yeah.
But you don't have to make these hasty, panicky decisions.
Yeah.
So you let it play out.
I saw an article on my phone about Scherzer coming to St. Louis. Is that just Mm-mm. fantasy time?
Yeah.
Why would Scherzer come here if he wants to win a World Series, and one of his best friends in life just became the manager of the San Francisco Giants?
Yeah, Tony Vitello.
Who, by
yeah.
the way, is already tampering because Justin Verlander won't be back. And, you know, is the Justin Verlander spot in the rotation is basically perfect for Max Scherzer. And Max Scherzer wants to help Tony Vitello. I don't know why people write these things without thinking it through a little bit before they write it.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense there. I would say, you know, for guys like, especially a guy like Victor Scott, if he just has another bad year, that guy's still valuable as a bench player,
yeah.
right? Like, I don't
Good
know
point.
That a guy like Walker or Gorman are that valuable as a bench player because pinch hitting's just not as much of a thing as it used to be. And if you're not hitting as a regular, you're certainly not going to hit well as a pinch hitter. But speed and defense off the bench is still valuable. So it varies by guy, but the one thing I definitely want to see, and it sounds like it's the plan, Byrne, like it can change based on how the player does, but it sure sounds like the plan is that Weatherholt's going to be there if he doesn't just stink in spring training.
And I think, see, if they manage to trade Arenado and if they do trade Donovan, well, you got Weatherholt at second, and this would give Chaim Bloom and all of his people it give them a chance to say, okay, you know, Nolan Gorman can play the full season at third base, and we're just going to watch this.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And you know, he never got a full opportunity last year. He got a pretty good opportunity, not a full one. He had three really good months, and then he fell apart again. I'm curious. Listen, the Cardinals don't have much power. You can't be willy-nilly just donating a guy like Gorman to another team.
Right.
You know, he's got, since he came to the majors, among young players no older than 25 that have had 1,000 plate appearances, he's got the 11th best slugging percentage among left-handed batters. There's still some stuff there that tell you don't give up on this just yet.
Yeah.
And I know people don't want to hear that, but once again, it's a rebuilding season.
Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes guys like that can be somewhat of a late bloomer. I mean, yeah. We're looking at one in the World Series in Max Muncy. He was a late bloomer. At Nolan Gorman's age, he was struggling to figure it out in the minor leagues. He hadn't even gotten to the big leagues yet. But then he eventually figured some things out and became a productive power hitter who had flaws, right? He's not perfect. He's never going to be an MVP or anything like that. But he became a productive power guy who could move around the infield. And there's still time for that to happen, you know. But
yeah. And Muncy crushes right-handed pitching.
Right.
Those guys are valuable.
Right.
So for the World Series, I was going to give my opinion, see what you guys think. This is an interesting series for me because I'm rooting for the Blue Jays, but not so strongly that tonight I'm not going to root for the Dodgers just to get another game out of it.
Oh, I get you.
No, I'm with you. And I foolishly gave up on the Blue Jays after they lost that 18-inning heartbreaker. I was foolish. I was wrong. So I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong. I just didn't think they'd bounce back, but I underestimated them. And they're a really, really good team. But I will say about tonight, you know, the Dodgers have their best pitcher going tonight. Yeah. Yamamoto has been fantastic. Yeah. My point being, anybody who assumes that this thing's over, I think Yamamoto, I'd be really shocked if he doesn't put up a big stand and get them to a game seven. Now, it doesn't mean the Blue Jays still can't win. If they can get to the bullpen, they'll tear up the Dodgers' bullpen, which has been awful in their four postseason losses so far. But Yamamoto, if you're in a desperate situation, which the Dodgers obviously are, the best guy you can put on the mound is going to go for them tonight in Yamamoto.
Yeah. He's been phenomenal. I mean, of all of the, you know, he doesn't get as much hype as, you know, some other of their big name players, but he's been probably their most valuable person outside of Ohtani in the postseason.
Well, the Blue Jays have had no problem beating up on Snell. They beat up Ohtani pretty good. They got to Tyler Glasnow, who, you know, had pitched great, but they roughed him up a little bit. But Yamamoto shut him down, and he shut him down in Toronto. One run in a complete game victory where he allowed one run.
Yeah.
So that's the guy. It doesn't mean he's automatic, but that's the guy to get this thing to game seven. Then after that, I mean, who knows? It'll be a situation where the Dodgers could come back and kind of do a tandem start with Glasnow and Ohtani.
Right.
They'll be able to load up some arms for that one, you know, if they get it there.
I was going to bring this up, Byrne. Maybe we can get – we don't have a lot of time, but we can get into this in a little more depth later on tonight on Rush Hour. With two of us and Matt Pauly, but one of the most exciting players in the postseason has been Treya Savage, the rookie pitcher for Toronto.
What a story.
Has made almost no appearances in the major leagues. He was in A ball to start the year. He was a draft pick last year. And the reason I think that's interesting for Cardinals fans is he's one of those advanced college pitchers taken high in the draft. And now I'm not saying this is going to mean the Cardinals are going to be pitching Liam Doyle in the World Series because they're not going to be in the World Series most likely. But that timeline is not unusual now for these big time college pitchers coming through of getting to the big leagues that first professional year.
I need to have a conversation with Heim Bloom because I've heard that he doesn't like to rush young starting pitchers.
Right.
And I don't know that that's true. Maybe that's just gossip, but I want to find out about that because I would think they're in a position in this rebuild to where it actually will do some good for them to go with some young starting pitchers.
Yeah, because
and to get them ready for when the Cardinals are ready to win again. These guys will be experienced and they'll be ready for a type of situation.
Yeah.
Yasavage and Mizrowski may be the exceptions that prove the rule, but they're pretty impressive exceptions. It makes
they
you
are.
Want a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I think Cardinals fans will go bananas over Liam Doyle. I really do.
Oh, he's fun. And the way he pitches, man, he's entertaining. He's out there. He's got a little Max Scherzer to him. Like that
he does.
Bulldog, he's emotional on the mound. He gets fired up, a little bit of Lance Lynn in there too. You know that angry fist pump. You know, Kurt yelling at the other team when you strike a guy out, kind of thing.
That's a Tony Vitello guy, man.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, like if I were in the Cardinals front office, if I were chief entertainment officer or something, I would be saying to Heim, like, look, I know the most important thing is giving Doyle enough time to be ready.
Yeah.
But boy, could this sell some tickets, right? Like we lack personality.
Oh, no doubt. There's no doubt. There's just very little star power on that team, you know. And hopefully that's going to change. The more they draft, you know, and the, you know, frankly, if they get in position to have another early first round draft pick, I mean, it's only, that kind of stuff is going to help them because they've never had access to that until recently.
Yeah.
They've always, they were always drafted 19th, 20th, 23rd, things like that. So, no, I have a lot of faith in Bloom. I have no reason to doubt him because his area of expertise is drafting and development and bringing prospects along. He's done that at two spots very, very, very well. No reason to doubt that he'll do it here. So when there, if there's a time to criticize Chaim Bloom, I would. Because it's funny, I hear from fans all the time, well, what is this love affair with this guy? Well, I would counter with this. What has he done wrong? Like, where has he screwed up? Tell me all the mistakes he's made. Mm. Where has he messed up? The answer is he hasn't. So what do you want me to do? Rip him to make you happy? No, I won't.
So, Burn, Monday morning, 8 a.m., I have Saliga coming out to the house to make sure the furnace is all ready to go. Tell everyone all about Saliga.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Coming up at 3 p.m., Dave Murray's going to join us to do his Halloween and weekend forecast. Then at 3:30, the Halloween show begins. Looking forward to it. Hope everyone has a great trick-or-treating and a safe trick-or-treating tonight. Razor's Edge?
You want to do some fast food news for
sure.
Razor's Edge today?
Do
I've got
it.
Some good stuff for you. So Starbucks CEO Brian Nickel has ruled out a value menu for Starbucks, which is something I had never even thought of before, but I guess they're being asked about this. You know, McDonald's and lots of other places are putting together value menus to try to draw people back into stores. But the Starbucks CEO says, no, I think at the end of the day, our experience sets us apart from everybody else. So as of right now, they don't have any plans to lower prices. Also, I don't have this story in front of me, but did you guys see Chipotle is not doing well? They just released their earnings report. It's not looking good for Chipotle. And last night I saw this story and I was like, well, here's the thing. I haven't gotten Chipotle in years. And that's because it's very expensive and it's less food and less quality than it was in the past, like, what do you expect is going to happen over time? I get that times are tough and a lot of people have to raise prices.
And it went through a period where it had a whole lot of E. coli in it.
Exactly. Like, when you have scandals like that, and then not only are you raising prices, but you're reducing the amount of food I get. Like, yeah, the average person is going to stop going there nearly as much, if not altogether stop. So,
counterpoint in favor of Chipotle.
What's up?
It's still only maybe a dollar or two more than a combo meal at a fast food place. And even though it's less food, most people can't eat a whole burrito.
I don't know if
that's a lot of calories, man. Have you looked at the total calories in a burrito?
I don't know if that price thing is true.
It is, because when I go there, my order's $12.
Take that.
And that's not, now in
fairness. Last time I went there, I felt like it was quite a
fairness,
bit more.
No, in fairness, I don't get like the chips and stuff.
Bam.
But if you just get the bowl or the burrito, it's going to be about $12.
Okay. I felt like when I go there, it's usually like 15 or 16, but I'm a pig, so I probably eat more than you.
I mean, again, so if you add a drink.
But that is correct. A combo meal at McDonald's is probably going to run you $9-$10.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's way better than that, but it's not. Like elite either, right? I wouldn't say it's like super high quality, but every time I go there, I feel like I got a pretty good deal because I ate a lot and I feel full and I didn't spend $15.
And I totally respect that. And I'm not even trying to be like, this is what you need to do. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't surprise me because that is definitely one place that I can point to and be like, yeah, you're not doing it like you used to.
No, that's
true. The quality has gone down and you're charging me more. It's just less appealing to a lot of people these days.
No, that's absolutely true. Like, it's not what it used to be. It used to be bigger serving sizes. I think some of it was better. But like I said, I'm looking at my account right now online. My last order there was $11.69, and that was just a burrito bowl. I didn't get chips or drink. So if you add, it might be 13 or 14 if you add a drink.
Well, speaking of
oh my God, you must be impossible to be married to.
I don't know. It's 30 years. So
I guess Wheeler just doesn't do this with Susan, or Susan has amazing patience, but Wheeler will just go on anything. And he always has the receipts. Here he literally has the receipt.
I did. I had my receipt from Chipotle.com.
He's convicted in what he's saying. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, do I know what you mean.
There are a couple things. One, she and I are probably aligned on most things, so there's not a lot to argue about. I mean, we've been together for 30 years, and there's just a total understanding of what's going to lead to what, so.
She knows how to avoid it, but she also doesn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, this kind of stuff, though, she wouldn't even care about. Like, that's not even a thing.
Have you had fights like you had with Andrew? No. Have you fought harder with Andrew than your wife?
I have never had a shouting match with my wife once.
Good for you.
Never once. Now,
I believe him.
Everybody else in my world? Yes.
Yeah, you take it out on all the rest of
my us. My brother, my best friends, my dad. Yeah, never my mom. There's another one. Never my little sister. So there you go. There's three.
I'm seeing a pattern.
Yeah. Let's do one more very quick story since we're talking about value menus. Shake Shack is offering $1 sodas, $3 fries, and $5 shakes. Now, you don't get the limited time shake flavors, but I mean, that's a nice thing they're doing for consumers. You do have to order through the Shake Shack website or mobile app to get those deals, but keep that in mind.
Shake Shack.
Brian says, don't get Andrew started on who is to blame for the Chipotle quality.
I love how desperate all of the listeners are to be mean to service workers. It's so funny. We got
my prisons. Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.